finding the sweet spot with nitrogen fertilizers today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A nitrogen management program started 10 years ago by the Illinois Corn Growers Association is helping growers to be more profitable. A soil scientist with the association, Laura Gentry, says the Precision Conservation Management Program has a great record for projecting accurate fertilizer rates.
Fertilizer application rates are really important here in terms of maximizing profitability, and we're seeing that it's not always tied to your maximum yields.
Gentry says the association isn't trying to tell farmers what to do.
It's really designed to help farmers to make decisions about conservation practices with the same kind of cool-headed, even-minded type of business approach that they would take when they're thinking about purchasing a new piece of equipment, or whether or not to rent this field next year, or whether or not to change their hybrids. It's a business decision, and we wanted to be able to give farmers that sort of perspective around it.
To summarize, says Gentry,
the main message in all of this is that farmers overall really are probably overestimating nitrogen rates. So we need to really be thinking about reducing our direct costs, and never a better place to do that than with our nitrogen fertilizers.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.